Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Wicklow GAA is being heavily criticised for this April Fool's joke described as disrespectful and mocking. It was a post on the Wicklow GAA Facebook page announcing the approval of a €160 million redevelopment of Echelon Park in Aughrim. And it said the Ladies Football and Camogie Association would be sharing the stadium as equal partners. Now, as you can imagine, this joke has not gone down well. Let's find out why. I'm joined by the chair of Wicklow Camogie, Leanne Lifley, and Social Democrats TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore. Leanne, to you first, what did you make of the joke?
I didn't find it to be a joke, Claire, to be perfectly honest. It was a mockery, an absolute mockery of women in sport. That's what it was. It would be completely different if there was some form of equal access for women in sport to the facilities. But to make an April Fool's joke out of something that is not there, that's not present, and that has been resisted, in my mind, is a complete and utter... It's brutal. It's brutal for young players, young women in sport, and it's just, it's horrendous. It's appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that's all I can say.
Just to explain to people, the Facebook post, and this was part of the joke, it attributed statements to the Wicklow GAA chairman saying, "We're particularly looking forward to welcoming the LGFA and the Camogie Association in sharing this stadium as equal partners." Now, the reason why that for you is so distasteful is that's what you're fighting for, right?
That's exactly what we're fighting for, Claire. And I also made it very clear in my post that it has been confirmed that equal access won't be given to the women in sport in Wicklow. And rather, we will have access to those facilities when they're available. And I mean, you know, I've seen some posts and comments on social media recently where individuals have said, you know, yeah, you get it when it's available. But that's fundamentally the issue that we're having here. You know, you can have essentially the breadcrumbs of what's left. And if there's something that's, you know, if our male counterparts are on or in using those facilities, they never have to move off those facilities in order to accommodate the LGFA or the Camogie Association. Mm-hmm. It's always us that have to move. It's always us that have to find an alternative. And that, you know, filters down usually to Claire to our younger players. And the undercurrent, I can say with confidence in Wicklow Camogie, is that we're not valued and respected at all. And these are girls that are giving the same commitment, the same dedication, you know, and trying to prove themselves in an environment where they are feeling that they're not valued, where their male counterparts are now, you know, making the comments that they're not as valued or appreciated as them. And that's all filtering down into younger generations, and it needs to stop, Claire.
And you'll have people listening to this going, ah, listen, it was a joke on April Fool's Day. You see, it's on the official Wicklow GAA Facebook post. So somebody thought that this would be funny to suggest that you might get what you have been fighting for and what you've been told you're not getting.
And that's the greatest concern. And there has been no comment from Wicklow GAA on this. There has been no apology. There has been no, leadership on it to say, do you know what? That was wrong. We accept that that was wrong. And let's work together collaboratively to ensure that we can work towards an equal access or similar access for women in sport.
Well, interesting that you say that, because we have asked Wicklow GAA for a statement on this. We're waiting to hear back from them, and we'll let people know when we do or if we do. But you're telling us that it's really important this morning from your point of view that that's what they say here.
Absolutely, Claire. I mean, they need to stand up and they need to say, you know what, let's be collaborative. Like Wicklow GAA, there seems to be this perspective in Wicklow and across the country, right? Let's not be shy about that. It's across the country for all women in sport, I would say. And that's coming on foot of me going to the Congress this weekend, the annual Camogie Association Congress, whereby I spoke with my counterparts who are all having this issue in their collective counties. But Claire, like, we need to be leaders here. We need to collaborate. Like, these are families. Families are involved in the GAA. Like, for some reason, there seems to be this ideology that it's only males that are in the GAA community. You use the word community. I mean, if you think of a family, for example, going down to Echelon Park there in Ockham to watch the GAA footballers or hurlers, they're not leaving their women at home in the house and saying, you're not coming today. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the nonsensical perspective that's out there. Women, families, they're all a part of the GAA world, and to turn around and be so disrespectful to women is absolutely atrocious.
Leanne, stay on the line. I want to bring in Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats. A woman has texted the programme this morning and has said the Wicklow GAA April Fool's joke wasn't very funny, but I don't see what's insulting about it. Do you want to explain, Jennifer, why you think it was insulting?
Yeah, so morning, Claire and Leanne. Yeah, I think what really hurt with that post yesterday was the fact that Leanne and Wicklow Camogie have been fighting so hard to get equal access. And I think the fact that they use that in the post as a sort of, I found it quite mocking in tone. It was really disappointing that they saw that as something that could be part of a joke that they were putting out. And I think, you know, beyond the post, I think it's just so retrograde and disappointing that Wicklow GAA are not giving equal access or similar access to the facilities there. And I think, Claire, for some of your listeners who may not, I suppose, be, you know, up to date with the GAA, and it's funny because I'm a parent of four children who have all played GAA locally. And actually some at county level. And I wasn't even aware of the situation that, say, when you have county facilities, that if the female teams want to access those facilities, they come after every other single male event that's on. So if the lads are training, that would mean that the chances of a senior county Camogie team playing a match there, that wouldn't happen. You know, I've heard stories where the parents of minor players had access to the gym for a meeting room, and the actual senior Camogie players couldn't use the gym to warm up before a match. Uh-huh. You know, so it, like, that's the extent of it. So it's not just that, you know, the female players want access to everything. What they want is equal access or similar access. And the thing is, this is a stated policy of the GAA. Integration is a stated policy. And what you would find, and what a lot of your listeners may know around, you know, in their own county, is a lot of local clubs are doing incredible work on this. They have what's called the one club model. And so in, you know, say Bray Emmett's or Greystone's GAA clubs, they do this. They give equal access, you know. So if whether male or female, if they need pitches for matches, they get priority over male or female who, say, need pitches for training. And mm-hmm. that's just the way it's done. And
some Wicklow clubs are doing this. They're giving equal access, but you're questioning what's happening at leadership level, given that this joke was deemed acceptable at some point yesterday.
Absolutely. And this is the county. So this is the county board. So this is the, you know, the facilities at Ballinakil. So Wicklow's Centre of Excellence.
Yeah.
You know, if you've ever gone down there, Claire,
I know it,
and
yeah.
you've paid in at the gate, right? I've done it myself. I never realised that when I paid in at the gate, I was only paying to support boys and men in Wicklow. I assumed I was paying for the Wicklow community. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people would assume that. You know, Echelon Park in Ockham, again, you know, that's made available to the men before it is the women, regardless of what level is being played.
And listen, go ahead.
And I just don't think that's acceptable. I actually don't think that most people would realise that that's the case. I mean, even, you know, we talk about Echelon Park, like Echelon and Beacon Show are major sponsors of Wicklow GAA. They talk about the GAA being inclusive, but how the Wicklow County facilities are being managed are far from inclusive, like far from inclusive. So, and the fact that they saw yesterday and thought that that was funny, I think it was just so turned off. But they realised quick enough, because they took the post down very quickly once Leanne went out on her own Camogie Facebook page, but they haven't apologised. And look, what I would hope, because what we don't want to see is a fracturing of you know, any of this. But what we want is I suppose there to be a point of reflection now, and for them to think, okay, well, look at how can we work with the LGFA, with the Wicklow Camogie, to make sure that they're providing this fabulous community sport where everybody, whether you're a boy or girl, you know, man or woman, where everybody can feel part of the entire Wicklow GAA family. And that's really what we want.
So you want them to go further than a retraction and an apology. You want them to grant equal access as part of the response to this.
I would absolutely love to see that happening. And it's something that I've raised with the ministers as well, because my understanding is that when the sports capital grants are provided out to clubs and to county teams and that actually part of that is equal access. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I know that there's going to be more sports capital grants coming up. They're going to be announced shortly. And I think it's really important that the government uses, you know, its own levers to ensure that there's equal access. Okay. It's not okay for girls and women who put enormous time and effort into playing for their county that they are not treated or valued at a county level.
Leanne, I want to bring some messages that we're getting in to you. So this listener says, Wicklow GAA owns the grounds. The LGFA and Camogie Association don't own it. They're separate entities, and the LGFA doesn't have automatic equal rights to access. What do you say to that?
Again, I go back to Claire, what I've already said. The GAA is made up of families. I mean, the resources and the facilities that have been built by the GAA have been built by families. Those families are not just men and boys.
Another listener says equal access should be done in percentages. The number of men and boys who play GAA is far more than women and girls. Like, that person goes on to say, get over yourself. And it's a joke on April Fool's Day, and this shows how soft people are nowadays. But I think if people
understand... That shows how ignorant people are, Claire, that comment. Well, shows how ignorant it is, and the mindset that is still in Wicklow and is still in this country. Mm-hmm. That, you know, this is a joke, you're soft. No, what we're asking for is similar. And ultimately, the mindset needs to shift. The mindset needs to change. Percentage wise, absolutely. If that's something that was proposed, it may be something that we could even look at. But I mean, point blank, we've been told you will get what when it's available.
You have experience in Canada as well, don't you, Leanne, of this?
I do.
And how was it dealt with there?
And I think this is what really, really kind of hit me when I took on the role as chairperson, Claire, this inequality that exists. And that was ultimately as a result of me being in Canada, where I played with the Calgary Chieftains, where I actually began the Calgary Chieftains OG out there. And there was none of this disparity or inequalities between the women and men. In fact, we'd done everything together. It was across the board equal. It was not something that even ever raised its head. And I sat on the executive with Calgary Chieftains as well out there, and everything was done collectively. Mm-hmm. Now, I absolutely understand that it's a smaller scale, obviously, internationally, and that there's more going on, you know, here in Ireland with the GAA sport. But I mean, it's indicative that it's capable of being done, and it's capable of being done well, and it's capable of showing value to all of our members and not just a portion of them.
You're not saying that you're going to reconsider your position as chair of Wicklow Camogie, Leanne. I mean, I know you have been battling for this. I just wonder how deflated you feel in light of what happened yesterday.
No, Claire, I'm absolutely not going to reconsider my position as chairperson of Wicklow Camogie. I'm going to continue to highlight the disparity and the inequalities for women in sport. I have received a number of calls and messages from the parents of young girls who are saying, you know, thank you for speaking up for our daughters. I have sat in dressing rooms, Claire, where I have had to tell the women that I'm playing with, because I also play at the intercounty level with Wicklow, and I've had to say to them, sorry, but, you know, we're going to have to change the venue of our game as a result of the pitch needing to be kept for the men's game tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you that that's absolutely soul destroying to do that, mm-hmm. to stand in front of them. So if I don't advocate and if I don't stand up, who will?
Fair play to you. And we'll ask people to get in touch with us this morning on this on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Still waiting for Wicklow GAA to get in touch with us. We have asked them what their view is today. You heard the calls for a retraction, for an apology, for an offer to share the space at the Centre of Excellence in Wicklow. Let's see what they say.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.